This episode of The Truth includes strong language. Previously on Pariah.
So who decided that Inga shouldn't show up to her own show?
Both of us. We were both mad at Joe.
What'd you guys end up doing instead? So you're telling me you found out that Joanna had been killed while you were with Inga?
The cop told me everything while she was in the bathroom.
There's strong evidence to suggest that the artist orchestrated this, that it was some kind of statement.
Eli, who is on the phone?
Ugh, my editor won't stop calling unless I...
Yeah, no worries, take it.
Hi.
Meg, it is Inga. Are you still talking to Eli?
Yes. I'll tell you everything when I'm back. Just stay where you are.
Eli, who were you on the phone with?
No, stop. Don't touch me.
Well, why are you looking at me with this face? You're shaking.
There was the police on the phone. Joanna's dead.
Oh, God. I am so sorry. What happened? What, her heart or...
She drowned in the pool.
In the pool? How, why was she even near the pool?
The audience found her. The police say it must have been planned.
Suicide?
No, they think it was a statement that it was the piece. Your piece.
No. Oh, God, no. They cannot think this. I'm going to be sick.
Well, Jesus, I mean, what are they supposed to think?
You're scared of me. I can see it.
You've done things before. As performances.
Oh, God. I will never get away from it. I thought with you, but now I have to leave now.
No, you can't just run away.
I can, till they figure out I did not do this. I won't do it again. The photos, the papers,
I will
not. You can't
just run, Inga. I can't let you run.
What are you doing?
Stay right there.
Who are you calling?
This is Detective Chen.
This is Eli Saltz. We just spoke. I'm at the Harvey Motel. The artist you're looking for, she's here.
Did you see the Harvey Motel?
You wanted me to miss the show. You brought me here. And after all of this time we had together, and based on what? You, a phone call, no facts, no detail, and you believe I killed Joanna?
Look me in the eye. Was this you? Say it.
No.
Say it.
No. This was not me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. What did I just do? Get up.
What? No.
Come with me.
No.
Come with me. Just, you're going to take my car.
They are okay? Coming. It is
Listen
over.
To me. It's not over. It's not over. You're going to take my car and you're going to drive somewhere and dump it.
Where do I go? Where?
I don't know. Take a right out of the parking lot and drive at a normal speed. Get in the car. Go! Drive! Go!
This is Pariah, a three-part series from The Truth. Number 2, Measuring the Depth of Perception.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a 6th season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to Pariah, number two.
Inga?
In the kitchen. How did it go?
It went fine. We just talked.
Well, you've been gone for hours. How did he seem?
He seemed pretty concerned.
Yeah?
Mostly.
What happened? What did he say?
The story he told lined up with everything you told me last night.
All of it?
Yeah, more or less.
And he still has no idea that I came to you?
No idea. Frankly, I'm still surprised that you came to me when you ran.
Well, I did not have many options. When I turned out of the motel parking lot, police cars were headed towards me. I figured that was it. It was over. But they drove right by to the motel. I needed to get away fast. As soon as I could, I drove off the road. I thought that was safest. I knew that Eli got you to review the show.
Artica Magazine, I'm Alex. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have an anonymous tip for your journalist, Meg Green. It is about Ingisfit, and I will only speak with Meg Green.
All right. Stay on the line.
I wasn't looking in front of me, and I drove right into this swamp. Damn it! Move! I left his car there, headed back towards town, and then...
Hi, this is Meg Green.
Meg Green?
Yeah, you said you had information about Inga Sved.
I have information.
Your accent is this?
No, stop. Can we speak in person?
I don't know who you are, so...
Right. Well, this is the only way for me.
17 Forest Road. Across from the old church, with the ivy?
Yeah, I know it.
Okay, and you've been cutting in and out, so... You might want to get rid of that phone you got.
I understand. Goodbye. I found a pond in the marsh and threw my phone into the water.
That doesn't answer my question. Why did you come to me?
Did Eli say something to you to make you not trust me?
No, it's just a question.
Well, it feels like something else.
Have you slept at all?
No, I have not. I keep rethinking things.
What do you mean, rethinking?
Everything, what I told you last night.
You're rethinking your own story?
Yes, exactly.
Eli told me the same thing you did.
Yeah, maybe the same facts, but what if I interpreted things wrong?
What do you mean?
Well, Eli, he knew I would meet him at the bar. He got drunk with me before my show, and he took me to that motel.
Yeah, but you said you wanted to go with him.
Yeah, I had fallen in love with him.
Right, so...
I thought he loved me, but I've been wondering if maybe he didn't.
No, that's... I was just with him... It seems like he really, really does.
I just can't stop thinking that, you know, Meg, he called the police on me.
Yeah, but wouldn't you do the same thing if you were in that situation?
I do not think I would. No, I would not. You know, why call the police and then convince me to run from them?
You told me that he realized in the moment it was a mistake.
Yes, that is how I interpreted it at the time.
What are you saying right now? Are you saying you don't trust him? Because he's the only one right now who's on your side.
His parents died. With Johanna dead, he stands to inherit the gallery.
Are you saying that
Yes. You
think that...
Yes, I've been playing it all over in my head for hours. I am thinking that maybe Eli killed Johanna.
I just don't see it. I'm sorry. Why would he do that in such a public way? Why do that? He would have no reason to make a big show of it.
Well, why would I?
You would literally be making a big show of it. I don't think Eli makes sense. And the thing is, you do.
You trust him more than
me. I am letting you stay here while I figure out what really happened. That's it. Ugh, Lake just texted. She's with Andy. She says to meet at the Dia Beacon in 20 minutes.
Andy and Lake, they seem young, but you know they are smart. Just keep your eyes open.
You said you were all friends.
We are.
Stay here. Okay, don't call anyone. Don't do anything to attract attention to the house. Just stay here, and if anyone knocks, don't answer.
Be careful.
Lake, Andy, hi, Meg. It's really nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, we met.
Yeah, you were the one who called 911.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry for your loss. I know you and Joanna were really close.
Thank you. It's been... Eli told us we can help you.
Yeah, we can. So I'm still writing a review.
Of course you are.
Well, it's a big piece. It defines Joanna's legacy and Inga's and the galleries.
Exactly. And that's why I want to get it right.
What do you want to know?
Should we head?
Yeah, let's head inside. Hi, 3 general admission. Thank you.
So why the Dia Beacon?
Lake wanted to see this thing.
It's a photography retrospective. Normally I'd never have time to go, but I guess I do now.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I don't really know what to do with myself right now.
Right, yeah.
Here it is, in here.
Oh, wow, Lewis Hine.
Who is he?
He's a documentary photographer. You'd like him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's known for photographing child labor in the 20th century. You know, the exploitation of young workers, that kind of thing. You can really tell that he respects the workers.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids. So you gonna ask us your questions?
Yeah. Okay. Do you think Inga planned Joanna's death as an art piece?
Inga wouldn't do that.
I think she's capable of it.
So you're saying it's possible that she did?
I just think that not many people have the ability to orchestrate something like that.
Right, yeah, I mean, she is talented, which maybe is the wrong word.
No, I know what you mean.
Also, and I don't need to tell you this, but she has a history.
Well, Eli is pretty sure that she's innocent.
Of course he is. Well, because, you know, those two were...
How did you know that they were involved?
Lake told me.
And I knew because...
Lake, I...
Oh, sorry. Whoa. You two are... goodbye.
Whoops.
I also could just tell.
And where were you two before the show started?
Lake had everything prepared in advance and, you know, we just had an hour to kill.
Okay, so what did you do?
Well, it had been super stressful. Joanna had been on edge, and I...
What's funny?
I just needed to relax. Hey, Andy, in here.
What? What's up? Should we be in the green room? Where's Inga?
She went to find Eli. I don't know, she got in some fight with Joanna, but she's coming back before the show.
Okay. So what are we doing in here?
Just hanging.
What?
Inga told me about the brownies that you and her took, and
Lake, are you asking me for drugs?
Oh, shut up. I just want a little bit. I want to enjoy the show.
Okay, yeah, okay. I just didn't know you would want one of these.
I owe you one.
All right, is there a knife around here somewhere?
For what?
Whoa. I was going to cut that up.
You said one of these and you put it down.
Yeah, so?
So, this isn't the normal amount?
No.
Wait. So you got Lake stoned the night Joanna drowned?
Not stoned, no.
Okay. It's okay. It'll be okay. I had a strong weed brownie in college. I'll be fine.
Oh, Lake. No.
What?
Those were shrooms.
What? What? Inga said she got high with you.
High on shrooms.
Oh, okay. But that was like a microdose, right?
No, not micro.
How long does it last?
Like 6 hours?
Oh, I could kill you.
I feel so bad. Look, I'll eat one too. Okay, here, I'll eat one too.
No. Why would you eat one of those too?
To make you feel better?
Oh, my.
I don't know, solidarity? Oh, no, that was dumb.
Yeah, a bunch of rich donors are going to be coming here, and I'm going to be having a terrible trip.
Well, how do you know that already?
Because of my personality.
Lake, okay, calm down. We did everything we had to do for this show. You thought of every detail.
Yeah.
Okay, so what could go wrong?
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we want to tell you about some folks who helped make this show possible. Now back to Pariah, number 2.
Okay, just so I'm clear on this, when I saw you two come in and discover the body, you were...
tripping.
And it was way more than you normally take.
Like 5 times mm-hmm. more.
Yeah, what's 5 times 0? I've never even had shrooms. It was...
Yeah, ugh. Which was honestly surprising because up until the end, Lake was...
What?
A delight.
Aw, thanks, Andy.
And you?
It was awesome at first, but then I started thinking the art was kind of coming alive. I started kind of seeing stuff, and that's when I lost my grip a bit.
Mm. But, you remember everything?
Yeah, everything.
It was kind of in fragments, but I think we walked through the gallery for a bit.
Right, yeah, and then we saw that group of people in the hallway.
That is so crazy. Weren't you an art history major?
Oh, yeah, big time.
We know. What about this painting right here?
Yes. That's neo-impressionism.
Wrong. It's not. That's wrong.
Like?
It's surrealism, not neo-impressionism. But you know what, sir?
What?
You can touch the painting. I work here. I say it's okay.
I don't think they should touch it.
They can touch it. And I will.
Oh, wow. She's really going for it.
You gotta get to know the paint.
Lake, I'm Detective Chen. Lake, nod if you can hear me.
I think this one is in shock. Can we get medical over here?
Where did those people go?
Oh, they thought we were being weird and left.
Oh.
You were right. Everyone should touch the paintings.
Uh-huh.
Feels like my hands are the art.
You see? This is surreal. This is surreal. This is this surreal. Surreal. I know where we should go.
Listen, if I move here, and here, and here.
Lake, I took too much. I don't feel good anymore.
Andy, I realized it's only a bad trip if you let it be.
I don't think I'm gonna be okay.
Trust me, you seem totally normal.
Son, have you taken any drugs tonight?
I didn't take drugs! Lake, I don't know if I'm real.
Yeah, but that's everything.
That's everything?
I know what will make you feel better. The show started. Come on, Andy.
Like, I think other people look scared, and that makes me feel more scared.
That's called projection. Just don't worry. Don't worry. Come on. Don't worry. Wake up, Joanna.
Joanna. Ah! Wake up, someone help! Wake up!
Wow.
Yeah, they held us at the police station the whole night till it wore off.
Yeah, so would I.
Hey, what does that mean?
2 of Joanna's employees were on mind-altering drugs the night she was killed? No, I'm I'm just saying that if I were the police, I would start there.
Well, they did. They grilled us.
Yeah.
And we told them everything.
You got to the show 10 minutes late?
Yeah, I guess because we thought that time was fragmenting. We were on a lot of drugs.
Whoa. I wasn't. I wouldn't. I'd like a lawyer.
Andy, it's okay. You can tell him the truth. We were on drugs, officer.
Whoa, Blake. Just lying under oath to these courageous officers like that.
We're not under oath.
Like, maybe she's still on her drugs. I don't know how they work, so.
And then he got sick from the stress and came clean.
It was a tough situation for everyone involved.
Then Detective Chin came with us to Andy's apartment so he could collect all the behind-the-scenes footage.
Then we left, we got some bagels, and we came here.
That's not what I expected.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you think might have done this?
Can you think of anyone who'd want to kill Joanna?
I mean, tons of people probably would want to.
That's not funny, Andy.
I mean, none that, you know, actually would, not that I know of.
Lake, anyone?
I just don't know anyone who'd want to kill her as part of a performance art piece.
Other than Inga.
No, I'm not saying that it's her. I don't think that she would. It's just, why did she run?
I don't know. Why incriminate herself like that?
Maybe because she's scared.
Yeah. Maybe it's that simple. Wow, that photo. Sorry.
No, yeah. It's fine.
It's just that kid looks so skinny.
Yeah. Great Depression.
Like, do you know anything about Eli's finances?
No. Did you ask him?
No, I wasn't sure if maybe Joanna ever gave him money.
Oh, no, never. Yeah, she was really strict about that, even when he really needed it.
Wait, when did he really need it?
Gateway Industries is coming under fire after Vice President of Public Relations, Eli Zaltz, accidentally sent dozens of the company's financial records to the very business journalist investigating
Joanna,
the company's latest acquisitions.
Laugh.
Sorry.
Zaltz had this to say.
It was my error. I meant to send the documents to our legal team, but this journalist was top of mind because, well, because I was thinking about how he'd be the worst person I could send it to.
Miranda Land.
Turn it off.
Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Lake.
I better call Marty. You're going to need her.
The attorney?
You need to be prepared, Elijah. You know if Gateway takes a hit from this, they could take legal action.
Okay, but I can't afford Marty.
You can't afford to not have Marty.
Then could you maybe loan me some...
Fuck no. Dip into your savings. Figure it out. This is why I have Lake write my emails for me.
Eli's legal fees would be motivating.
You think Eli would kill Joanna and then frame Inga for it? Joe is his family, and he's in love with Inga.
Joanna didn't even have that much money left.
What? Left?
I mean, 8 years of medical bills.
Medical bills? What are you talking about?
Joanna had cancer.
Did Eli not tell you that when you talked?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Why wouldn't he tell you that?
Was her cancer bad?
I mean, it was, but then...
Thank you, doctor. Take care. Bye-bye. Remission! What did I tell you, Lake? Open that champagne.
Okay. Pretty sure you'll outlive me.
Well, I fucking hope so. Get Eli on the phone. I want to tell him the news.
So, Eli thought she was going to die soon and then suddenly finds out she's going to live a lot longer? When did this happen?
A couple of months ago.
Right after he was fired and facing a lawsuit?
No, I still don't think that he
would. Yeah, this is all just speculation.
Yeah, and I'm sure if I ask Eli, he'll explain everything.
No, Lake. You can't say anything to him.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because we're only going to get one shot at confronting him. We have to make sure it counts.
Okay, so I could film it.
No, Andy.
Worst case, he admits something, right? Best case, we have a video proving that he's innocent.
No, we're not gonna trap Eli.
I mean, it's not the worst idea. if we're all there, then, you know, we can check for inconsistencies in the story and...
But the main person we need to be there to check the story against isn't going to be there. Inga's gone.
It's Eli. Hey, are you still at the police station?
Yeah, I'm leaving now.
Are you okay?
Not really. Look, I've got some news that you're going to want to hear.
What news? What do you mean?
I was wrong. Inga did kill Joanna.
What? How do you know that?
I have proof.
Proof? I don't... What are you talking about?
Just trust me. I'll explain. Can we meet?
Yeah, we can. I'm at the Dia Beacon. I'm with Andy and Lake right now.
That's good. They should hear this from me. I'll be there soon.
Wait, Eli.
Yeah?
Can you actually meet at my Airbnb instead? In like half an hour?
Okay. Why?
It's just a little more private. It's 17 Forest Road.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Meg?
He's got new information and wants to tell us all in person.
All right. So we're going to your place?
Yeah, but I should tell you, I know where Inga's been. She's been with me.
We'll be back in 2 weeks for the finale of this three-part series. To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Pariah was written by Davey Gardner and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Federico Rodriguez, Liz Limecooler, Ann Carr, Margaret Burris, Dimitri Shine, Amy Warren, Marissa Brau-Reyes, Brian Morbido, Davey Gardner, Woody Fu, Zuri Washington, Mary McDonnell, and Louis Kornfeld. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, our network of independent, creator-owned, listener-supported podcasts. Discover audio with vision at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.